In this bulletin, March for Justice rallies planned for Canberra today over violence against women. More than 50 days of no COVID-19 community transmission is over for New South Wales. And in sport, Australia's first all-Afghan life-saving team wins silver at the Victorian State Championships. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will meet with a delegation representing protesters expected to rally outside Parliament House today seeking justice for women. The March for Justice movement will see survivors of sexual assault and their allies march for gender equality and an end to violence against women. The first march has already taken place in Perth CBD. It comes as the Morrison government faces a series of sexual assault allegations. Mr. Morrison says he will not attend the rally in person, however, he will meet with organisers. Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1800 RESPECT on 1800 737 732. New South Wales is scrambling to confirm the source of a new COVID-19 infection in the state. The security worker employed at two Sydney COVID-19 quarantine hotels has tested positive to the virus, ending the state's streak of no community transmission. Authorities say genomic testing is being done urgently and a result is expected soon. State Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the worker's close family contacts have tested negative.
His family at this point have tested negative, and that's a good indication. But until we've done all of the necessary investigations and got the genetic sequencing done, it's hard to actually provide any clear indication as to source, which is why the extra time is being done in terms of going back further.
Ireland has temporarily suspended AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after the Norwegian Medicines Agency last week flagged blood clotting in some recipients. Ireland's regulatory body recommended the temporary suspension ahead of more information from European regulators in the coming days. The European Medicines Agency says there is no indication the events are caused by vaccination, a statement echoed by the World Health Organization. AstraZeneca also says no evidence has been found of an increased risk of deep vein thrombosis. Newly re-elected Western Australian Labor Premier Mark McGowan says people should not fear a state parliament controlled by a single party. Counting is still continuing to decide the composition of the upper house. However, early results indicate Labor could secure a majority in both the upper and lower houses of parliament. Mr. McGowan says he's aware of his responsibilities going into a new term.
It's not lost on me that I have a huge weight of responsibility, and I want to make sure that we do our very best for Western Australia over the course of the next 4 years. The state is a wonderful place, and we are leading the world in many ways, and I want that to continue. I want to make sure everyone here has a great life, and our children and grandchildren have a great life. And that's my responsibility. That's the government's responsibility to do that over the course of the next 4 years and to implement the plans we took to the state election.
Meantime, a news poll published in The Australian today shows Labor has overtaken the federal government for the first time in several months. A survey of voters showed the opposition jumped 2 points to 52% on a two-party preferred basis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, however, remains a clear favourite as the better Prime Minister, with 56% support compared to opposition leaders Anthony Albanese's 30%. Harmony Week begins across the country today, aimed at celebrating Australia's cultural diversity. To mark the start of celebrations, Minister for Immigration Alex Hawke will be presiding over a citizenship ceremony for 30 new Australians. The week will culminate on Harmony Day, which focuses on inclusivity, respect, and fostering a sense of belonging for all Australians of different cultural backgrounds. To sport, Australia's first all-Afghan life-saving team have competed at their first Life-Saving Victoria Victorian State Championships in Lawn. The all-female team from Bond Beach Life-Saving Club received a silver medal in the under-19 event. 16-year-old team member Sahar Ashani, who came to Australia as a refugee in 2018, says she never thought she would even learn how to swim and is proud of her and her group's achievements. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny, 32. Adelaide cloudy, 22. Melbourne partly cloudy, 21. Hobart much the same and 20. Canberra sunny, 22. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, a possible early shower, 23. Newcastle, an early shower or two, 21. Brisbane, rain at times, 22. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.